platform. It's the third killing this week of coalition soldiers by Afghans they're training. More from ABC's Linda Alban in the Foreign Desk.
The attacks come in the same week. The Taliban released a video showing a green-on-blue attacker getting a hero's welcome after defecting to the Taliban. And the attacker suggests there are many more Afghan soldiers standing in line waiting to do the same. Also, a big blow to the U.S. Army's 4th Brigade, 4th Infantry Division was the blast earlier this week that killed and wounded some of the unit's senior leaders. Linda Alban, ABC News.
Thousands will pay final respects to the six Sikh worshippers who were gunned down last Sunday by a white supremacist in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Temple spokesman Amardeep Kalika.
There will be three funerals held on Friday and then three held on Saturday. Funerals and cremation. In our culture, it's the norm to cremate.
Visitation at a nearby high school. The Agriculture Department about to crack down on food stamp fraud, says ABC's Jim Hickey.
Would you look at Margie?
On the one hand, the government encourages people who need food stamps to use them.
Food stamp benefits help her eat right.
On the other hand, the government is going after people who use them but don't need them. Department of Agriculture says it will impose tougher penalties on retailers who violate food stamp rules. It is also giving states more muscle to crack down on people who are ineligible. The food stamp program costs taxpayers about $80 billion a year. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A federal judge will try again today to sentence an AWOL soldier convicted of planning to blow up a Texas restaurant full of Fort Hood soldiers. Army PFC Nasser Abdu faces up to life in prison. He's acting as his own attorney at the sentencing today in Waco. This is ABC News.
The Business Software Alliance wants you to know that if you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company.
Hey, speak up. I can't hear you. Everyone knows that copying software illegally is breaking the law and creates unfair advantage. No need to whisper. If you see this happening where you work, report it confidentially to the BSA. Just visit nopiracy.org. In addition to doing what's right, report software piracy, and you may also be eligible for a cash reward. That's nopiracy.org.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Many of us get a flu shot hoping to avoid the latest strain each year. But what if you could get one shot just once and never get the flu again? ABC's Andy Field says researchers think that might be possible.
Scientists say they have found a human antibody that blocks virtually all A and B flu viruses, and that defense system could one day do something doctors could never do. Treat patients who already have the bug. Now flu patients can only treat the symptoms until their body outlasts the virus, and if scientists can artificially make this antibody, we could all one day get one flu shot that protects us for life.
As many as 3.2 million Americans with disabilities are sidelined on Election Day, despite 20 years of laws seeking to improve their access to the polls. A new study shows voter turnout for people with disabilities is 11% lower than for everyone else, and researchers say that number doesn't seem to change year after year. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, 7:04, 73 degrees in Greenville. I'm Chris Mossman for WITN News on the Talk of the Town. Well, it took Greenville City Council nearly 4 hours, but Greenville finally has made a decision on the three unrelated rule. Last night, the council voted to increase the number of unrelated people who could live in the same house from 3 to 4 in university neighborhoods. The vote on that was 4 to 2. The council chambers were packed with people, most of them who were in support of keeping the rule at 3, though they could not sway the majority of the Greenville City Council members to take their side. Well, WITN were gathering details on a robbery in Greenville, but this one did not involve a gun. A Greenville police report shows the strong-armed robbery, which means there was no weapon shown, happened just before 8 o'clock Wednesday night in the 1400 block of Chestnut Street in Greenville. The robber stole cash from the victim. At this point, there are no arrests to report. Now on to Washington County, where a person was held up at an ATM this morning, officials say. Authorities say the armed robbery happened just after midnight at the BB&T ATM at the corner of Washington and Main in Plymouth. Police say the victim was not injured, but now the search is on to find out who did it. We'll pass along more information on this as soon as we can. Well, state agencies have agreed on how to interpret a confusing new law about vehicle inspections. The Division of Air Quality and Division of Motor Vehicles say they will carry out the new vehicle emissions law by exempting vehicles that are 3 years old and newer from emission tests as long as they have not hit the 70,000-mile mark. The bill signed into law last week initially confused some state officials and garage owners who said it could excuse more than triple the number of intended vehicles. The new exemptions are expected to begin in 2014. Well, the NOAA has released the updated forecast for the 2012 hurricane season, and the numbers have been upped. People are still rebuilding from Irene when it hit a year ago, and some are not too happy to hear the new forecast for this hurricane season. Originally, forecasters called for 9 to 15 tropical storms with 4 to 8 hurricanes. Now the numbers have bumped up to 12 to 17 tropical storms with 5 to 8 projected to become hurricanes. Emergency officials remind people it's important to have a plan in case of a major storm, know your evacuation route, and get an emergency kit ready. 7:06, now you're up to date. I'm Chris Mossman for WITN News on 103.7 WTIB.
103.7 WTIB.
Weather. Clouds with scattered thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe today with a high of 82 degrees. Your best rain chance for the next 3 days comes today and tonight, again with a 60% chance. Lows in the low 70s for tonight. For Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84 degrees. That chance of rain is 60%. That chance of rain declines some as we get into the afternoon hours with temperatures ranging from anywhere from 85 to 88 degrees. Lows in the low 70s for Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the low 80s. Lows in the upper 60s. And for Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. Lows in the upper 60s. Right now, it is 73 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town, Friday, August the 10th, 2012. Chris Mawson with your WITN News headlines. And a lot to get to from the City Council meeting last night, so stay tuned. This is your source for the best news talk information, 103.7 WTIB.
Summer's here, and it's time to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Leap into huge summer discounts and rebates with almost every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle available at 0% financing. It's the summer clearance event. Cruise in style this summer with a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. Bring your trade and upgrade by leasing a new Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month. Want the sunshine, good times, summer truck? Lease the new Ram Quad Cab for just $290 a month. Or lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Cherokee Caravan for just $279 a month.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $25.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on truck and minivan. See dealer for details.
It's time to make the right call for your business. And our friend Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is still helping folks find Xerox solutions for their business needs. Right, Daryl?
That's right. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value calls for copiers in Eastern North Carolina.
Congratulations, Daryl, on being a Platinum Agency and President's Club winner again, which recognizes your agency as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results. And J.D. Powers has awarded the Xerox organization for support. Superior support for the fourth consecutive year.
Xerox continues to provide great products with great pricing, supported by great people.
And I know that becoming a Platinum Agency is one of the highest honors by Xerox for their sales agency, so congratulations, Daryl, for this outstanding recognition for helping customers in the area.
Thanks so much. It's a great time to call your local Xerox team serving Eastern Carolina.
Folks, this agency understands the right call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-799-4.
Your attention, please. This is an official notice to all citizens and surrounding areas. Due to the economy and lack of sales, Discount Mattress and Furniture Greenville has been forced and banked ordered to liquidate all inventory in the showroom and warehouse immediately, regardless of the true market value, at pennies on the dollar. This is to satisfy creditors, banknotes, and furniture manufacturers. This bank order liquidation sale will end without notice or until all merchandise is sold. Discount Mattress and Furniture will be selling off name brand mattress sets, living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes, and much more in the showroom and warehouses. Rules of bank ordered inventory liquidation is as follows. Pay by cash, check, or credit card. Credit range for credit customers only. Bring your truck and trailers for pickup, delivery extra, extra parking, extra sales staff, extra building has been rented for merchandise. All sales are final. This bank ordered inventory liquidation, only Discount Mattress and Furniture, 2803 South Evans Street of Greenville. Hurry, buy now, first come, first serve, only Discount Mattress and Furniture, and I'll see you there!
Wake up, people!
Washington and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
73 degrees at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome into Talk of the Town, brought to you this morning by Bojangles. Although we are live in the studio, we're not at Bojangles. But when we can't go to Bojangles, Bojangles comes to us.
Yes, that is a nice bag of biscuits sitting over there on the table, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you're welcome.
Maybe I should go get one and just hold it right here in front of the microphone and show you what we have.
I actually went through the drive-thru 20 minutes ago and hooked you guys up this morning.
Thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just.
Michael, that's the most intelligent thing I've heard you say in a long time.
Thank you. That's correct.
Lordy. All right. Here we are. It's Friday morning. It's the 10th of August. And the summer is waning down, and it's going to. We're going to have some storms today, variably cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms today. A few storms could be severe. High temperature 82. About a 60% chance of rain. But, again, temperatures will be bearable, which is kind of nice. And then tonight, we're looking for scattered thunderstorms tonight. And a few storms could be severe early. And the overnight low, 72 degrees. And 60% chance of rain again tonight. And then on Saturday, scattered storms. 84 tomorrow, 60% chance of rain, and then Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend with temperatures in the mid-80s, and the chance of rain diminishes. So I don't know. It's probably going to all be scattered, so it's all good. It's all good. We have a huge guest coming up this morning. We have the chairman of the National Republican Party, Rince Priebus. We've had Chairman Priebus on before, but he's coming up this morning, and it's going to be interesting because now the Obama campaign is accusing Mitt Romney of murder. Have you seen this latest ad where the guy says he was working for Bain Capital and, you know, his wife got cancer and I shouldn't laugh because she passed away, but they're blaming the fact that she lost her health insurance through Bain Capital and Mitt Romney, of course, killed her. And so, let's see, Obama...
Now, weren't there a lot of things that went along with that?
Oh, of course.
Such as he opted not to accept the insurance when he... or to pay for the insurance when he left and all that.
Well, we're going to get Chairman Priebus on to kind of explain that to us this morning. You know, as you know, last Sunday morning, Rince Priebus was on George Stephanopoulos' show on ABC on Sunday morning, and he called... He called Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, a dirty liar.
You dirty liar.
Did you hear that? You want to hear it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Pull this up, Michael. Again, Priebus is going to be on with us this morning, but here's when he was on with George Stephanopoulos last Sunday when he, you know, again, well, you know, and of course, here's the reason why he called Harry Reid a dirty liar, because he is a dirty liar. I mean, the guy says, you know, it's out there that Mitt Romney hadn't paid his taxes. So the Obamaites have accused Romney of being a tax cheat. They've accused him of being a liar. They've accused him of being a bully. They've accused him of being a wimp. And now they've accused him of being a murderer. And I think the, you know, the Romney folks have had enough. And so they're sending Rince Priebus out, the chairman of the party, to kind of be the bulldog. Here was what the chairman of the National Republican Party, Rince Priebus, said on Sunday morning on George Stephanopoulos' show, if you didn't hear
and
it.
And as far as Harry Reid is concerned, listen, I know you might want to go down that road. I'm not going to respond to a dirty liar who hasn't filed a single page of tax returns himself, complains about people with money, but lives in the Ritz-Carlton here down the street. So if that's on the agenda, I'm not going to go there. This is just a made-up issue, and the fact that we're going to spend any time talking about it is
just ridiculous.
You say
you're not going to respond, but you just called him a dirty liar. You stand by that? You think Harry Reid's a dirty liar?
I just said it.
I just said it.
You know, Rince Priebus has gotten a lot of grief about his name. There are a lot of people who have given him a hard time about his name. Rince Priebus, and you got to admit, that's a little bit of a different name.
It is.
Reinhold, right?
Unique.
Rince Priebus.
You know one thing that I've seen some of the independent or moderates or more like free thinkers throw out there is the suggestion of a data dump, getting the Republicans and the Democrats to agree to the data dump that Romney does 20 years of tax returns and Obama does all of his sealed college records and so forth. How interesting would that be?
Yeah. You know, I'd love to see some of Obama's records.
Well, that's the college, Obama's college records.
Exactly.
Would probably be every bit as interesting as Romney's tax returns.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to go busting on Romney, but you go back to the primaries, and you had Santorum and Gingrich and all were calling for Romney to release all of his tax records at that point in time. So it's not a novel concept, but Obama's college records, again, was it the article in The Blaze from earlier this week that was very from a Columbia classmate of Obama's saying that he didn't know him, he had the same major, and nobody that he knew him.
I actually heard him being interviewed by Hannity on the radio this week.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy says, I was at Columbia the same time he was. How did I not know the guy? We were both in law school at the same time.
Oh, it was political science. They
Maybe
were both poli sci
yeah.
majors at Columbia, and it's a fairly small department.
Right.
He had his theories. You can go into them. I don't want to go into them. But just that makes the whole concept of the data dump very, very interesting.
Well, I mean, I was listening to the gentleman this morning, the African American guy on America's Morning News, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, how the black community is going to respond to Obama this year, and the fact that, you know, it's not going to be a slam dunk that black people are going to flood the polls like they did in 2008 and vote for Obama, because Barack Obama doesn't even have any black people in his cabinet now.
Well, any black Americans in the cabinet,
right?
Eric Holder,
the Attorney General, is from Barbados, right? And of course, the point is that no one in the administration, including Obama himself, has really had the true American black experience. And so they can't relate to what black people have gone through in this country and that kind of thing. So people are beginning to really see that. By the way, I've got the ad here. If you haven't heard this is a group called Priorities USA, which is running this ad, effectively blaming Mitt Romney for a woman's cancer death. And her husband speaks here. Here's the ad right here.
I don't think Mitt Romney understands what he's done to people's lives by closing the plant. I don't think he realizes that people's lives completely changed. When Mitt Romney and Bain closed the plant, I lost my health care. And my family lost their health care. And a short time after that, my wife became ill. I don't know how long she was sick. And I think maybe she didn't say anything because she knew that we couldn't afford the insurance. And then one day she became ill, and I took her up to the Jackson County Hospital and admitted her for pneumonia, and that's when they found the cancer. And by then it was stage four. There was nothing they could do for her. And she passed away in 22 days. I do not think Mitt Romney realizes what he's done to anyone. And I do not think Mitt Romney is concerned.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
See, to me, that kind of connect the dots mentality and stretching is despicable. you know, accusing Mitt Romney because he's a business guy.
There are no limits out here.
No, there are absolutely no limits. That's a great point. There are absolutely no limits that Obama will go to. And of course, it's becoming the discourse is becoming
now,
this
playing,
way in all
playing
of
devil's,
politics.
Playing devil's advocate,
yeah.
That was Priorities USA. They're not supposed to coordinate with the campaign. Of course, there are grumblings and rumors, but it's from the left. It may not necessarily be the Obama campaign.
So you're saying Obama didn't know about the ad?
I'm not saying that. I'm
saying, hang on a second. I got to sneeze.
You got that on your microphone there?
Yeah. Bless you.
I had to sneeze there.
But you got them on your shirt.
But just they're not supposed to be coordinating it with the campaign.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also some rumors that but if you listen to Rush Limbaugh yesterday, you'd hear some of the rumors about what happened with that.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more. Well, and we're going to hear from the chairman of the party.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to have him on this one. I mean, again, Mitt Romney is a tax cheat. He's a liar. He's a bully. He's a wimp, and now he's a murderer. So there we go. And
does he kick cats and hit babies?
I mean, but you know, but look, we're talking about this guy that on the America's Morning News today, talking about the fact that the African American community is not embracing Obama this year, and it's true. There's a coalition of black ministers who have come out and said, we're not supporting the guy this year, not after his stance on gay marriage and other things that have happened. He doesn't understand, what really goes on in black America and that kind of thing. Yet, the Fox News poll this morning has him up 9 points nationwide over Romney. Now, there was a poll out yesterday, I was told. I didn't see this. I was told it was a Rasmussen poll out that had Romney up 7 points. So, again, it's not...
Is that national or is
national,
that...
National. And I've said this time and time again. Nothing matters until Labor Day. And then when Labor Day starts and people start paying attention, that's when they start deciding who am I going to vote for. It's still too early.
But as we know, the national polls aren't really what matters. It's all about the swing states and the electoral college math.
Right.
I had dinner with a friend of mine from New York the other night who's a big Republican, and he was complaining about how his vote is absolutely worthless. It means nothing because there is no way that New York would ever consider going Republican.
Yeah.
And
California.
He was very jealous of us sitting in North Carolina. He watched our 6 o'clock news the night before and just saw, presidential commercial after presidential commercial. It's like, wow, you guys really matter.
Yeah, no doubt. Now you may have seen, and Chris, again, if you're just joining us, Chris Mossman from WITN in the studio with us this morning, along with Trent McGee. And I don't know if you saw the numbers yesterday, and there were some bloggers on some of the national blogs that suggested that Obama pull out of North Carolina, saying it's not winnable. He needs to take those resources and stop spending money on WITN and all the other TV stations. They hadn't spent any on radio yet. They need to pull out of North Carolina, says this guy. And I'm trying to remember. Was that on Politico or it was on one?
I've seen an article that was in.
But he's saying they need to take those resources and move them to Ohio and other states. But, I mean, at some point, you can't buy any more TV than they're buying probably in Ohio. And they can't buy much more than they're buying in North Carolina, can they?
Oh, we could find a way.
I'm just talking about in terms of numbers of commercials per day.
As I said, we could find a way.
The New York Times, Nate Silver.
Yeah, it was the New York Times. That's right. It was the guy, of course. And that discounts it, I guess, right away. But anyway.
Well, the other thing to think about is it's a war. As long as Romney is spending and Obama is spending, they both have to commit. If one of them pulls out, then the other one is a tactical decision to make. But where do they want to engage? And right now it seems the Republicans have more money than the Democrats. Mm-hmm. So from an engagement perspective, everywhere that the Republicans can get the Democrats to spend, it's a good thing.
And, Romney seems to be taking North Carolina a little more seriously right now. He's going to be outside Raleigh on Sunday in Morrisville, and then he's going to be at the NASCAR Museum, I believe, down in Charlotte for an event on Wednesday. Ann Romney was just in Greensboro. Of course, we have not seen Mitt Romney in Eastern North Carolina yet, and we are being told, and in full disclosure, I've been talking to some folks inside the Romney campaign who tell me that we're very close to a vice presidential announcement. And
so does that mean Rob Portman is on the show Monday?
I don't know if it's going to be Portman or not. They clearly aren't telling anybody who the choice is going to be, because they can't afford a media leak before he. But you know, there's more speculation. I don't know if you heard this morning, again, on America's Morning News, which, by the way, if you don't listen to America's Morning News between 6 and 7 every morning before we come on, it is absolutely one of the best resources and one of the best radio news shows you will ever hear. They do a heck of a job. And they had Ari Fleischer on this morning. Ari Fleischer, who was the spokesperson for the Bush administration for a long time, of course. Mm-hmm. And Ari Fleischer was saying that he wants to see Paul Ryan, the Wisconsin congressman who did the budget plan. He wants to see him picked. But he says that the if it's Paul Ryan who's picked as Romney's vice presidential candidate, that the Democrats would really love that, because what they'll do is turn the debate into a discussion about the cutting of Medicare, and instead of the discussion, of course, of the economy. And you might remember there was the ad that the leftists ran when the budget was announced, with Paul Ryan being shown, the guy that looked like Paul Ryan being shown shoving grandma off the side of a cliff. So that's the kind of stuff you can expect if Paul Ryan is the vice presidential pick. But there's going to be something for everybody. You know, if Marco Rubio is picked, there's going to be a lot of Tea Party bashing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so it doesn't matter. Now, you take a guy like Senator Rob Portman, who is United States Senator out of the state of Ohio, who is on the short list, I think, or Tim Pawlenty, who was the governor of Minnesota. Or let's go one step further. Richard Burr, who, of course, is a senator from here in North Carolina. And then now you've got a group of people who are less likely to draw fire because they haven't been a national celebrity like these other people that we're talking about. So I don't know who it is. I don't know who it's going to be. The other name that's been coming out is the commander of the armed forces over in the Middle East during the Gulf War, General Petraeus. How would people feel about General Petraeus? I don't think he'll do it. He's basically already on record saying I'm not interested. But
it will be a strategic pick, no doubt, though, right?
You think it'll be strategic?
I think so. I mean, just
I don't know, because Brit Hume was on Fox News the other night saying that it never works to pick a candidate so you'll carry a state. And so that would tend to make you think that Portman's not going to be it. He says history – Brit Hume on his Fox News channel the other night said, history has shown that if you make your vice presidential pick strategically to try to carry one state, like picking Rob Portman so they'll carry Ohio, that traditionally has backfired on candidates in the past. And and, you know, did the Sarah Palin pick backfire on McCain? I mean, there's a lot of reason to believe that it did. You know, you pick someone who, you know, has star power like Sarah Palin, but, you know, they didn't vet her well. And she didn't, let's face it, she, in spite of the fact that we all loved her and we thought she was attractive and she was cool and she was different and it was a different kind of thing for the national political scene, you know, she didn't stand up to the heat when the lefties started interviewing her. Regardless of what you think of Katie Couric, you know, your vice presidential candidate has got to be able to go into an interview with someone that they know is going to be hostile, like Katie Couric, and be able to handle her on national television. And Sarah Palin just blew that interview. I mean, I don't care what you say. If you love Sarah Palin, and I do, I got to meet Sarah Palin and got a kiss from her.
She did.
But she blew the Katie Couric interview.
You're absolutely right.
And that got her off on a bad start, and it went downhill from there. You know, the Saturday Night Live skits, the whole thing. And so they got to be careful not to pick somebody who, you know, who can't withstand the heat that's going to be thrown at them by the national liberal media, because it's coming. All right, 7:30. We'll get to more news headlines coming up. A hot, hot night last night at the Greenville City Council. Hot night. Mm. Hot time in the old town last night.
Hot time, summer.
The Greenville City Council last night voting to change a fairly major ordinance that has been in place in Greenville for many, 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 many years, which is the ordinance that prohibits people who are more than three people who are unrelated to live in any one dwelling. And this, of course, is pretty much aimed at trying to curb the number of renters that a landlord can put, particularly in the historic district, or what they call the historic district. I've always tried to figure out what was historic about it, but although, you know, back in the 70s, I did a few things over there that were pretty historic. But the area around the university.
It defined historic exactly.
You know, now that I think about the 70s and my years in at ECU, that area is historic. There are probably some historic markers over there from some of the parties that we threw over there. But they, you know, the area between Fifth Street and the river has been the big area concerned, what they call the Tar River neighborhood. And last night, in a 4-2 vote, the Greenville City Council turned over the three unrelated rule. And an ordinance that was proposed by City Councilman Max Joyner entitled the Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative. It was a pretty lengthy motion that he made, and obviously pre-planned. And, you know, Councilman Joyner put in some of the caveats that had been talked about and discussed. The council spent more than an hour reading from Wesley Brown's article in this morning's Daily Reflector. The council spent more than an hour arguing, sometimes bitterly, over the details of the two-pronged plan that would extend only to homes that have four or more bedrooms and that are greater than 1,500 feet. The change will require landlords to make room for three off-street parking lots and get a zoning compliance letter before, in other words, the city will vet the house before the landlord is allowed to put four people in there. I think those are good rules. And one of the big arguments has been parking over there, the fact that if you allow four people to rent a house, that, you know, there's no parking. And so they're parking on the grass and those kind of things. Hey, those things are all things we should be concerned about, I think, and making sure that the neighborhood is friendly to families and neighborhoods and those kind of things. But the city council passed it last night, and it was, as you can imagine, it was a packed house. People from the Tar River University neighborhood area, or what they call the TRUNA neighborhood, that's the Tar River University Neighborhood Association, they packed the house last night, and there were a lot of them spoke. There was some extra time allotted for people to make public comments, and both sides got 20 minutes. The arguments against this have been well chronicled. But let me read you from this newspaper article this morning the arguments for changing it. And you can decide for yourself whether this is over the top or not. This argument came from one of the speakers last night, Michael Sad, who is an owner of Pitt Property Management. I know Mike. And here's what he said. He described students of ECU as victims of the rule of three, saying they were forced out due to being labeled as partiers. Their exodus, he said, resulted in petty crime evolving into rape, robbery, and murder. And as you know, that neighborhood has become an area that has been an area that the police have had to focus a lot of crime on in recent years. He says if they were brought back, meaning the students, it would make for a better business environment. Do we want loud parties and noise, or do we want rape? Sade asked. Do we want parking on the grass or do we want robbery? Do we want trash in yards or do we want murder? That is what it really boils down to. Now, you know, you listen to those comments and you say, well, is it over the top? But there has been a tremendous a lot of crime in that neighborhood. On the other hand, if you are a person who lives over there and you've got children, which I don't think there are a lot of young families that live in that area, but there are a lot of older people who live in that area and have coexisted for years with the student population over there. And we've even heard, you know, what the chancellor has had to say about the problems of having the chancellor's residence there on Fifth Street in the midst of all these houses. And this is a hot topic for people who live in that area. And so the emotions have been high on this here in Greenville. And let me say this also. These emotions have been experienced in other communities. Chapel Hill, let me tell you, I lived in Chapel Hill for about 6 years, and there is no place on earth more unfriendly to business than Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I was a business person in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and seriously, you're almost treated like a terrorist if you're in that community.
Unless you're a tutor.
Huh?
Unless you're a tutor.
Well, yeah, of course. But they've just changed the three unrelated rule in Chapel Hill for some of the same reasons. And so the Greenville motion, as I understand it, has been modeled after what happened in Chapel Hill. Now, normally I'm not a proponent of let's do it the way Chapel Hill does it, but in this particular case, I think there was some merit to that. But this morning, there was some really hot moments in the discussion last night between some of the city council people and the mayor, and it has never been more evident that there is a rift between city councilman Calvin Mercer and Mayor Alan Thomas. They do not like each other, and I don't think that's an opinion. I think that's a fact. Calvin Mercer writes a blog and sends it out to hundreds of people in Greenville after every city council meeting. And in this morning's blog, it was sent this morning, he describes what happened in the meeting last night, and then he adds this. I'm going to read straight from Calvin Mercer's blog this morning. As a P.S., I have been told that while I had the floor and was speaking about the motion, Mayor Thomas held up signs to the audience with crime figures on them. I'll leave for now the protocol issues of one council member holding up signs while another is talking. But I would like to speak what was apparently being communicated, which seems to be this. There are problems in the neighborhood, so the three unrelated rule is not working and needs to be changed. If I am correct, this is the essence of what was being communicated, then I'll repeat what I said in the meeting, namely that without their making the case, and the case certainly has not been made, this is seriously flawed logic. So here you got a city council person. Now, I didn't see that. And frankly, I didn't watch the whole meeting last night because it droned on forever. But you'll be able to go back and watch it, I guess, on TV or go back and watch it on the Greenville City website. But if that's the case, if Calvin Mercer was speaking and Mayor Thomas was holding up signs to the audience, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
That is absolutely
very
absolutely.
That's the case.
I was noticing on Monday night also that Calvin Mercer, who by the way just drones on and on and on and never makes a new point, he just keeps on saying the same things over and over again. You know, if he could just get word economy into his speeches, it would help a lot because. But when he gets the floor, he doesn't want to stop talking, but he doesn't say anything but the same things over and over again. And everybody up on the city council, you can tell they get tired of that. And his 3 minutes as part of the debate were up on Monday night, and the mayor called time on him, and he was in mid-sentence. And Calvin Mercer looked over at the mayor and said, permission to extend my comments. And the mayor said, no.
Judge Thomas? Judge Thomas?
Yeah.
right. Motion denied.
So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this.
I actually got a question texted through to me here. How many homes in that area do you think have four bedrooms? Just as a curiosity.
I have no idea. You know, that information probably is available based on all the research that's been done on this new ordinance, but I don't know. I don't know. You know, and the other thing, too, at the bottom line on this, again, I don't live over there, and I got to tell you, I see both sides of this issue. I really do.
Absolutely.
And I've had friends that have lived in that neighborhood and moved out of that neighborhood. I've also had conversations with Chancellor Ballard about what it's like to be in that neighborhood living there at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning.
I think that since we've all experienced that situation. You know what I mean?
Well,
Wilmington
has the same rule, a three unrelated. And my son, they had a fourth person snuck in. The real estate agent that rented them the home knew that they had four people there.
I'm sure that happens.
They could only have three on the lease. I'm not saying that anybody in Greenville would do that, but, you know,
it
was...
But the thing about it is, too, you know, so you have sympathy for the people that live over there, but... You know, I tell you, I've had friends my age that have gone over there and bought a house and moved out of there because of it. And so, you know, but the other thing that you and I don't know what the answer is, because if someone's been living there a long time, but you also kind of have to say at some point, it's a university town.
Yeah.
You know, if you live around the students, you're going to experience what it's like to live around students. And, I mean, I don't know. Again, that doesn't make it right, and it doesn't offer any solace to those who live over there and have to put up with it. I can tell you, I wouldn't live over there, and I sure wouldn't want to bring children up over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you move in there, you kind of got to realize that's what you're dealing with. But a lot of these folks that are complaining have lived there for, you know, 20, 30 years, so. 7:42. Let's get some sports headlines in right now. McGee is here. Chris Mossman has news headlines from WITN as we roll through Friday morning. It's 7:42 now. Here's McGee on sports.
All right, thanks. And Carl Peterson leads the field after round one of the PGA Championship. The NC State grad fired a 6-under-66 and holds a one-shot lead over four others, including Roy McIlroy. Adam Scott and John Daly are two of eight players at 4-under, and Tiger Woods is among a group of players at 3-under right now, round two underway at the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island. The Los Angeles Lakers have a deal in place to acquire Dwight Howard from Orlando in a 4-team, 8-player trade, also involving Denver and Philadelphia. And the NBA has scheduled a conference call Friday with the four general managers to finish the deal. NFL preseason scores from Thursday night: Redskins, Eagles, Chargers, Ravens, Patriots, and Broncos, all winners. Six more games tonight, including the Miami Dolphins hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tomorrow night, right here on 103.7, you can listen to the Panthers as they host the Texans in their first preseason game. Airtime set for 6 o'clock, kickoff set for 7. And from the Olympics on Thursday, Hope Solo, Carly Lloyd, Abby Wambach, Alex Morgan, and Sydney Leroux led the U.S. women's soccer team to a golden three-peat, knocking off Japan 2-1. U.S. women's water polo team beat Spain 8-5 for its first gold medal. And Hannah found this interesting thought about the conversation you and I had yesterday. Usain Bolt, who won the 200-meter, becoming the only person to win in Olympic history to win back-to-back 100 and 200-meter events. Now, after that, he went on to say he had some pretty choice words for Carl Lewis.
I saw that.
You know, saying no respect for him, for the stuff Carl Lewis said about track athletes. So Usain Bolt making the news yesterday, not really for the win, but for the comments he made.
So after we all loved him yesterday because he stopped and wouldn't do the interview because of the United States National Anthem, now he's dissing our man Carl Lewis?
Dissing Carl Lewis.
How about that?
Yeah. And Sports Update brought to you by Pirate Stuff, which is coming back for Pirate fans at their original Evans Street location. Look for their upcoming re-grand opening with lower prices on great Pirate Stuff. And coming this fall, the return of Pirate Stuff's game buttons and tailgate parties, which you can take part in. Watch for the reopening of Pirate Stuff, 1525 Evans Street in Greenville.
I have an answer for you, Mr. Mossman. I just got a text from someone who said you asked the question, how many homes in the university neighborhood would be affected by the change in this ordinance to allow four renters instead of three?
All righty.
The answer is from 80 to 90 homes would be affected, about 50 or so. have four bedrooms, and there are some with five and six bedrooms.
Got it.
So about 80 to 90. So it's significant. 80 to 90 homes in that neighborhood.
Now, I wonder if all those homes are in the rental pool or they're just homes that could become rentals.
Why do you keep asking these questions? I can't answer.
I'm sorry. It's in my nature. I ask a lot of questions.
I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure we'll hear more about it. We got more coming your way this morning and an interview, an exclusive interview with the chairman of the National Republican Party, Rince Priebus, who called Harry Reid a dirty liar on national television last week. And we got him live here this morning coming up after 8 o'clock, quarter to 8 right now. We'll be right back. WITN News Headlines up next.
It's human nature to go with what you know. For a heating and air system, turn to the experts and choose a Carrier system from Comfort Master. Carrier knows air conditioners. After all, they invented it. Call your local Carrier dealer, Comfort Master Heating and Air, for your energy-efficient Carrier system. The comfort and savings are big with a Carrier system from Comfort Master. Special financing is always available. Beat the heat. Call Comfort Master today at 752-1779. That's 752-1779. Carrier, turn to the experts.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Plaza Service Center offers you the best automotive service in Greenville. Plaza Service Center specializes in fast oil changes, data inspections, brake and alignment service, and they can handle most major repairs. Plaza Service Center also rents Penske moving trucks, the only company that guarantees your truck will be ready when you need it. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays 8 until 2. Call Ronnie at 756-7616. Car trouble? Take it to the pros at Plaza Service Center, just past Fire Tower Road behind Sheets on County Home Road in Greenville.
The most important motorcycle ride and rally in the region rolls into Jacksonville on August 18th. Important because this ride supports the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Jacksonville. Open to all bikers, the ride will begin from Onslow County Fairgrounds at noon, Saturday, August 18th. Sign up begins at 8 a.m. or go to OnslowVietnamMemorial.org to find an entry form. Riders receive a t-shirt, a chance to win door prizes, and free entertainment all weekend. The public is invited to the fairgrounds to see live bands all weekend, including Freeway at 8 p.m. Saturday, and on Sunday, Dixie Driver opens for Ricochet beginning at 2 p.m. Tickets only $20. There is a huge car show, exhibit, and of course, you will witness the start of what sponsors hope will be the biggest ever ride in Onslow County. Proceeds benefit the Onslow Vietnam Veterans Memorial, so be there August 17th, 18th, and 19th at Onslow County Fairgrounds in Jacksonville.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Friday morning to you. 7:48, 73 degrees. I'm Chris Mossman for WITN News here on the Talk of the Town. Well, after months of discussion, the Greenville City Council has finally made a decision on the three unrelated rule that states that no more than three people who are unrelated can live in the same house. After a four-hour meeting, the council voted 4-2 to increase the limit to a four unrelated rule only in the university neighborhoods. On Thursday night, the city council chambers were packed with people on both sides of the issue, with a vast majority showing support for leaving the law alone. Once the public comment session was finished, members of the city staff illustrated some of the research that they'd done. And out of the several other college towns in North Carolina, Greenville was tied for the second lowest amount of unrelated people who can live together. Chapel Hill allows 4, Charlotte allows 6, and as I mentioned earlier, Wilmington is 3. Mayor Alan Thomas says the new rule will be very similar to Chapel Hill's and that the council will set up a working group to create revitalization in the neighborhoods that will be affected. The two city council members who voted against the change were Calvin Mercer and Marion Blackburn. Well, state agencies have agreed on how to interpret a confusing new law about vehicle inspections. The Department of Air Quality and Division of Motor Vehicles say they will carry out the new vehicle emissions law by exempting vehicles that are 3 years old and newer from emission tests, as long as they haven't hit the 70,000-mile mark. The bill signed into law last week initially confused some state officials and garage owners who said it could excuse more than triple the number of intended vehicles. The new exemptions are expected to begin in 2014. Now to Washington County, where a person was held up at an ATM this morning, according to officials. The armed robbery happened just after midnight at the BB&T A&M at the corner of Washington and Main in Plymouth. Police say the victim was not injured, but now the search is on for who did it. We'll have more information, hopefully, on this later today on WITN.com and WITN News at 5. We're also gathering details on a robbery in Greenville, but this one did not involve a gun. A Greenville police report shows the strong-armed robbery, which means there was no weapon shown, happened just before 8 o'clock Wednesday night on the 1400 block of Chestnut Street in Greenville. The robber stole cash from the victim. There are no arrests to report. Finally, NOAA has released its updated forecast for the 2012 hurricane season, and it's upped the numbers. People are still rebuilding from when Irene hit a year ago. Some are not too happy to hear the new forecast on the hurricane season. Originally, forecasters had called for 9 to 15 storms, tropical storms, with 4 to 8 of those turning into hurricanes. But now the numbers have increased to 12 to 17 storms with 5 to 8 hurricanes. Emergency officials remind people it's important to have a plan in case a major storm hits. 8 minutes before 8 o'clock, I'm Chris Mossman for WITN News on the Talk of the Town.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Very bit cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms tonight. A few storms may be severe, an overnight low about 82 degrees. Chance of rain is 60% tonight. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms and a few storms severe early. Overnight low 72. Chance of rain is 60%. On Saturday, scattered storms and thunderstorms, high temperature 84, and the chance of rain 60%. Sunday, cloudy and 82 degrees. Currently, it's still 72 degrees. At 7:52, news and weather this hour, brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. If you're looking to sell your home in Greenville, then you need to call Homer Tire. Our friend Homer can sell it, and he can sell it fast. Sometimes he keeps these homes on the market for less than 2 or 3 weeks, and I know a lot of people have been trying to sell their homes, and sometimes it takes 6 months to a year. But Homer's track record is pretty good on that. You might want to check him out. The number is 758-HOME. And by the way, if he cannot sell it by the time you need it sold, because we're coming to the end of the year here, a lot of people need to move and that kind of thing, if you can't get the price or can't get it sold by the date you need, he will buy the home from you guaranteed. That's Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Guarantee. And remember, you can always fire Homer at any time and pay him nothing. Call Homer Tire at 758-HOME. That's 758-4663. Or you can also catch him online at GuaranteedSellNC.com. GuaranteedSellNC.com. I got a correction on the number of homes. The person who sent me that number, that 80 to 90 homes would be affected by the new ordinance, that includes homes if it was extended to the entire city. The number of homes over in the university area would only be about 45 homes. So that's a little bit different than what we said earlier. Chris Mossman is here from WITN. Mr. Mossman was part of a big announcement statewide yesterday. it appears that Pat McCrory and Walter Dalton have now agreed to two statewide televised and broadcast debates. And the person that is chairing the committee that put that together for the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters, none other than our own Mr. Chris Mossman, the Big Kahuna.
All right.
I know you've been working on that a long time.
We have. We have. It was very nice yesterday to see it all come together.
And what are the dates?
You would ask me. I believe it's October 3rd and 16th.
Let me double check.
Do you have that
right
in front of you there?
You are correct.
All righty.
And it's the same. They're going to be on the same nights of the first two presidential debates.
And when we found that out, we all figured we should have gone out and bought lottery tickets.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'd planned the dates first, but then when you figure, you know, it is the same dates, it makes sense. It'd be a big, big political night here in the state of North Carolina.
And there was some talk about maybe doing the debates across the state, and we talked, I know you and I talked before, and we mentioned on the air that it would be nice to have one here in the eastern North Carolina area, but I guess cost ultimately dictated that all this was going to be done in one spot at UNC TV, right?
Cost was absolutely a major factor, and then getting people to agree. If you were to take the two debates and do them on the road, there are, what, six media markets in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Good luck coming to consensus with that one, folks.
In fact,
what time?
Who's going to be the host? That's another issue, right?
Well, let me answer McGee first. McGee, it's 7 to 8 on those nights. And for, I don't think we've officially announced who's going to be the host, but what we're going to do is every TV station in the state that has a significant news presence is going to be entered into a little, you know, basket, so to speak, and names will be pulled out, and that station will be able to select one of their lead anchors to be one of the moderators. So it's fair. It's not just Raleigh and Charlotte,
which is
what I was fighting.
All right, so the debates are coming up. Let's go to break. As we go to break, here's Conan O'Brien from last night.
As of now, this is interesting. The U.S. is leading China in both number of gold medals and number of total medals.
That's good news, yeah. Yeah, in response, China said, that's nice, but we still have all your money.
Tune in to Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB August 22nd for our newest Ask the Expert show featuring Peter Cecil of Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels is a home care company in Greenville that provides assistance to the ones we love. Every situation is different, and you may have questions on how to best handle home care for your family member. So tune in on August 22nd at 6:30 for advice and answers from Visiting Angels on Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB. TIB.
It's bow time at Bojangles. We can't reveal what makes our roasted chicken bites so good, but we can tell you that each one is marinated in awesome. Head to Bojangles now and pick up some roasted chicken bites. Marinated, oven-roasted, bite-sized, boneless chicken, seasoned to perfection the way only Bojangles can. Grab a roasted chicken bites combo and you'll get a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit, your choice of a fixin' and a drink. The roasted chicken bites combo, now just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time. It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to grab a cup of our legendary iced tea. What makes it legendary? Well, it could be that every cup of iced tea is freshly steeped the old-fashioned way. And it could also be that every cup has been made that way for more than 35 years. But there's another reason we call our tea legendary. Because you do. So head to Bojangles and grab a large 32-ounce cup of our freshly steeped iced tea for just $1. And taste the stuff of legends. Bojangles, it's bow time.
There's definitely something special about Eastern North Carolina. It's like a secret that only those of us who live here know. This is Miles Menges with Pepsi Menges Bottling Group. I'm the fourth generation of my family to have the honor of distributing Pepsi-Cola products to my neighbors here in Eastern North Carolina. For over 75 years, my family has taken pride in this great responsibility, and we are proud to have remained locally owned and operated for over 7 decades. When you purchase a Pepsi in Eastern North Carolina, you're supporting your community and keeping those dollars right here in your own backyard. There's a special connection between Pepsi and the people in Eastern North Carolina. There's a lot of heritage here, and we do our best to honor that every day. Community support is a mindset instilled by previous generations and a company philosophy that we are proud to continue. Menges Bottling Group was a founding member of the Power Club way back in the 1960s, and we still bleed purple and gold with the rest of you. There's a lot to love about Eastern North Carolina, but football and tailgating are high on that list. So fill your coolers with Pepsi this fall, and thank you for allowing us to serve you for all these years. Support local, drink local, drink Pepsi.
The good folks at Furniture Distributors appreciate all their loyal customers. So this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. is Customer Appreciation Day at the Greenville location. Furniture Distributors will have free food, fun for the kids, free giveaways, and huge store-wide savings for one day only. That's this Saturday. Save on name-brand living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. For the right style at the right price, delivered right now, visit Furniture Distributors, 1916 East Fire Tower Road in Greenville.
It's going to hit me really hard.
And that's where we come in. 103.7 WTIB.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. A real hero of the Summer Olympics in London is wearing a cast on his leg today. ABC's Alex Stone with his story.
Only 200 meters were left in his run at the Olympic Stadium when Manteo Mitchell's leg broke yesterday, but he kept running with the goal of getting the American men into the 4x400 relay final. Somehow he kept going with the broken leg. He said he felt and heard it break. He could see his teammates waving him to the finish, and he didn't want to let them down. The American men came in second in the heat, but now they'll be minus Mitchell in today's final of the relay.
The IOC has formally stripped American cyclist Tyler Hamilton of his gold medal from the 2004 Athens Olympics after his admission of doping. The son of one of the six Sikh temple members killed in a shooting rampage in Oak Creek, Wisconsin last Sunday, says there's a more positive spirit inside the temple now that it's been cleaned by worshipers. ABC's Dan O'Donnell in Milwaukee.
Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards says the investigation at the temple is complete.
Site investigation is done. And there are no boots on the ground there.
The temple has been completely cleaned and restored with one exception, a single bullet hole that was left in a door frame to serve as a permanent remembrance of the lives that were lost in Sunday's shooting. Dan O'Donnell, ABC News, Milwaukee.
A memorial service being held this morning. During a court hearing yesterday in Centennial, Colorado, attorneys for the suspect in the Aurora movie theater massacre say they believe James Holmes is mentally ill. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
Colorado is just one of 11 states that puts the burden of proof on the government to prove a defendant is sane once the accused has presented evidence of mental illness.
Another attack on U.S. troops by the Afghan soldiers. They're training. A man in an Afghan army uniform shot and killed three American service members. The third such attack this week. This is ABC News.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit habitat.org.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The government's watchdog agency that oversees consumer lending is proposing new rules to protect homeowners from unexpected costs and poor service by companies that collect their mortgage payments. More from ABC's Todd Ant.
Under the proposed rules, banks and other financial institutions that manage home loans will be required to provide clear monthly statements to warn borrowers before interest rates go up and to help them avoid foreclosure. People have too little protection under federal law if their mortgage servicer surprises them with costly fees or gives them the runaround. Those words from Richard Cordray, director of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which proposed the standards. The rules would take effect next year, but there's no indication as to how they would be enforced. Todd Ant, ABC News.
The Justice Department decided not to prosecute Goldman Sachs or its employees for financial fraud. The department said it conducted an exhaustive investigation of allegations brought to light by a Senate panel looking into the financial crisis. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Cable
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, welcome in. It's hour two of Talk of the Town. We're live in the studio this morning. It's Friday morning, August 10th. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Could be a little damp this weekend, variably cloudy, some scattered storms every day. Temperatures, though, in the 80s, not in the 90s, so it's going to be warm, but not hot. Could get up to about mid-80s tomorrow, but today and Saturday, temperatures look like they're going to be, well, today and Sunday, temperatures look like they're going to be in the low 80s. And then on Saturday, mid-80s, so nice temperatures, but scattered showers, thunderstorms every day in the forecast today and tomorrow, and that could be a factor for your weekend plans, so make plans accordingly. The best day right now looks like Sunday, so plan your weekend accordingly. It might be a good weekend to go to the movies, as we welcome in Trent McGee on the sports desk this morning.
Might do that.
And Chris Mossman, the big kahuna from WITN. How are you?
I'm good. Speaking of the movies, do you hear what the new one's going to be this weekend?
Yes, I was going to talk about the campaign.
Okay.
Well, there's a bunch of them, actually.
Yeah, the campaign looks very, very interesting, relevant, and you heard what Zach
I want to see it.
You've heard what Zach is wearing?
Yeah, the ECU jersey. The ECU jersey. And
I'm table down this year.
I'm hoping that wasn't a tongue-in-cheek slap at the Pirate Nation.
From a Wolfpack guy, you never know what you're going to get, right?
That's right. Because Zach Galifianakis, who plays one of the lead roles in the new movie with Will Ferrell, went to NC State. And people who remember his uncle, Nick Galifianakis, who was one of the Democrats that ran against Jesse Helms early in Jesse Helms' career. So Nick Galifianakis was a name. We started hearing the Galifianakis name in North Carolina when his uncle Nick ran against Jesse. And now Zach Galifianakis is one of the most highly paid actors in Hollywood, and he's in the new movie, The Campaign, which was shot in North Carolina, but I think it was shot in the western part of the state, wasn't it?
Was it shot in North Carolina?
Yeah, I think some of it was, yeah.
Okay, I'd read somewhere about it being shot in New Orleans, or parts of it anyway, in New Orleans, which seems strange with North Carolina becoming such a movie-making hub. But
Wikipedia, McGee.
I'm on it.
Yeah, may have missed some of that. Here's a Galifianakis quote here about his time at NC State where he did not graduate. If I were to do it all over again, I would have studied agriculture because I live on a farm and I don't know what I'm doing.
I've actually seen him interview before. He's a pretty wild guy. Of course, his big deal was when in the Hangover, he became the star of the movie The Hangover, and he was funny in The Hangover. But you know, this movie right here is going to be a movie that I am sure that my wife is not going to attend. She just, you know, I don't know about your wife, but my wife doesn't get Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell has this stupid brand of humor that's funny to men. But women don't get him.
Interesting.
So
I think Karen gets him.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, my wife didn't. In fact, I've told the story before about we had a double date with my son and his wife early. It might even have been before they were married. We went out to dinner and we decided to go see a movie one night when my son Hank and his. And his girlfriend, I think then girlfriend or had just become wife, Meredith, and we went to see a movie that Hank and I thought would be a fun night, and so we went to see Anchorman.
All right.
And I'll never forget the uneasy feeling that Hank and I are sitting there just giggling and laughing, and I'm looking over at my wife and Hank's wife, and they're like, "What? Why are we here? This is stupid."
Well, so if Anchorman is stupid, I plead guilty to stupidity.
Here's a scene from the new movie Campaign, which opens tonight. Of course, it's supposed to be about Will Ferrell is a guy who has been a longtime congressman in the state of North Carolina, and he makes some sort of a gaffe, and no one ever runs against him. He's so strong, and he can't be beat. So a bunch of people get together and talk Zach Galifianakis into running against him, and they're doing some debates on TV, and here's a scene where during the debate, Zach Galifianakis makes Will Ferrell's character say the Lord's Prayer. Here's the audio from that scene.
Well, as a Christian, I guess that it would be easy for you to recite the Lord's Prayer.
Is that what we're resorting to here? Gestapo tactics?
I would like to hear it. Would you like to hear him say the Lord's Prayer?
Fine, I'm happy to. Our Father, art who is up in heaven, aloe vera be thy name, the thigh, thy kingdom, the magic kingdom, as it is on earth, in the helicopter. Give us this day our daily pizza, and let us digest it. Forgive us, pass, forgive us for trespassing, and do not lead us to the temptations. We are tired of them and their dancing. And deliver us from evil with your mighty sword and falcon forever and ever and ever. Amen.
See, all over town right now, people are listening to that going, the guys are going, oh, man, this is going to be great. And the women are going, I don't get it. I don't get this. It's a stupid brand of slapstick.
Women cannot appreciate that like we can. They just can't.
Rotten Tomatoes, 67%. So it's going to be a decent movie, but probably not a classic.
Yeah.
McGee, where was it filmed?
New Orleans. You were
Thank
right.
you.
Oh. Yeah. Once again, the big kahuna is correct. Well, anyway, so Zach Galifianakis is wearing a ECU football jersey in there. All right, 11 minutes after 8. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. Actually, it's going to be about 20 minutes. The chairman of the National Republican Committee is going to be joining us by telephone this morning, Chairman Rents Priebus. And this is an exclusive interview we got with him. He was on, he's going to be dialing in at about 8:35 or so, Michael. So be aware. He was on George Stephanopoulos' show last weekend on ABC. And George Stephanopoulos was pushing him on the whole issue of Harry Reid. And what Harry Reid had said, and you know the way that Harry Reid has come out with this thing is just absolutely crazy. The way Harry Reid has come out and said, "Well,
let's get a response right away."
As we know, you know, it's out there that Mitt Romney hasn't paid any taxes in 10 years, and so you know they've called him a tax cheat. Now they've called him everything, and now they're even this new ad with this. Priorities USA Group is actually, you know, essentially accusing him of genocide by saying that his company, Bain Capital, shut down a company and cut this guy's health insurance off, and his wife died. But you know, we'll get Chairman Priebus to respond to that. But here's the moment last weekend on this week with George Stephanopoulos where. Rents Priebus called Harry Reid a dirty liar.
Let's get a response right away to what you just heard from your congressman.
Well, I mean, do we want to continue down the direction of unemployment above 8% for countless months, a president that hasn't lived the mission, hasn't fulfilled the promises, people aren't better off today than they were 3 or 4 years ago? Do we want to continue that direction? Heck no. And as far as Harry Reid is concerned, listen, I know you might want to go down that road. I'm not going to respond to a dirty liar who hasn't filed a single page of tax returns himself, complains about people with money but lives in the Ritz-Carlton here down the street. So if that's on the agenda, I'm not going to go there. This is just a made-up issue, and the fact that we're going to spend any time talking about it is
just ridiculous.
You
say you're not going to respond, but you just called him a dirty liar. You stand by that? You think Harry Reid's a dirty liar?
I just said it.
So Rents Priebus, perhaps maybe we can get him to call him a dirty liar this morning. Here's the new response, by the way. I played the Priorities USA ad last hour. Here's the response from the Republican Party on this ad that's running right now, where the man comes on and talks about how Mitt Romney is responsible for his wife's death because he was working for this company somewhere, and they closed the factory down and that he worked in, and this was Bain Capital that owned the company. They were the venture capital company that owned the company that the man worked for. And, by the way, provided him with an income. But they somehow, you know, I'm not sure of all the details, but the company got shut down. And the guy lost his health insurance. And right after that, the question is, when did they know that his wife had cancer? And when did she die? And so now what you're going to hear in this ad, which is what we're going to talk to Chairman Priebus about this morning, is the vice chairman of the Obama committee lying about when the woman died and when they found out she died and the whole thing. And you'll hear in the middle, you'll hear proof that she's not telling the truth because you'll hear information that came from a conference call. And then the very end of the ad, you'll hear Joe Scarborough talking about it. Here is the ad that the national GOP is running right now.
This woman died in 2006, and this ad basically accuses Mitt Romney of practically killing her. Is that the kind of rhetoric you want to hear in a campaign like this, especially from the side of the president of the United States, especially a president who ran 4 years ago on raising the level of rhetoric?
Now, this, here's the response now from the vice chairman of the Obama committee.
Well, you do know that we don't have anything to do with Priorities USA, that by law we're not allowed to coordinate with them, and by law we don't have anything to do with their ads. I don't know the facts of when Joe Sopcich's wife got sick or when she died.
All right, now, she says, I don't know the facts of when this man's woman wife died and when she died. All right, now, the ad then cuts to a clip of an Obama campaign conference call.
I don't know the facts of when Joe Sopcich's wife got sick or when she died.
Now I'll turn the call back over to Stephanie.
Great. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate you and David sharing your experiences.
But if,
all right, now here's Joe Scarborough responding to it.
If they didn't know, they didn't know. So let's just move on.
I kind of can't.
She said they didn't know, right?
Yeah. No.
So they don't know.
No, they know.
So what's this all about?
No, they know. Here's the problem.
But wait, they said they didn't know just yesterday.
And then the ad says that they're lying about this. What else are they lying about? And so, you know, again, this lady that works for Obama says, you know, we didn't know anything about this. We didn't know anything about this man or his wife or whatever. And then now we have audio of a conference call where they invited the guy into the conference call to tell his story to not this Priorities USA group that's paying for the ad, but who? The Obama campaign committee. So they're on TV lying about the fact that they didn't know anything about this. And, of course, what we now know from these conference call tapes is that the Obama campaign is not telling the truth about that. So I want to get the reaction of the chairman of the party, and we're going to do that coming up in a few minutes. All right, what else is going on? If you're having a birthday today on August the 10th, it's actress Rosanna Arquette's birthday today. She is 53. Antonio Banderas, 52 years old today. And Angie Harmon, you know who she is?
Mm-hmm. She put the detective
in Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Mm-hmm. And was she a Mrs.
One of the
Jason
DA.
Sehorn? She's the one who married?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
She's got right. She's got a current, she has a new TV show on TNT called Rizzoli and Isles. It's another police drama, so she's big on the police dramas. The United States won the record third straight Olympic women's soccer title last night after a 2-1 victory. What's up tonight on NBC? Is the closing ceremonies tonight?
No, closing ceremonies are Sunday.
Do you hear who's going to sing at the closing ceremonies?
Carlos.
Adele.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. You know. I mean,
I like her.
Why are they having her sing? Did the Olympics want to break up with her or something? Because every song that she sings is about some guy who spurned her.
It will be a heartache theme, evidently.
Rolling in the metal.
Yeah.
Public policy polling has now polled Chick-fil-A in light of the recent controversy at Chick-fil-A. All of this advertising for Chick-fil-A has got to be running their sales through the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Public policy polling, the Democratic firm in Raleigh announcing results of a new poll suggesting an ideological divide can be observed by looking at North Carolinians and how in which fast food chain they prefer. 92% of the poll's participants who identify themselves as very conservative have a favorable view of Chick-fil-A. 21% who identify themselves as very liberal have a positive view of Chick-fil-A. So what it basically means is that all of the conservatives are eating at Chick-fil-A, and some of the liberals, they're still eating there. And, I, you know, it's given Chick-fil-A a real boost in sales, and, you know, 6 months from now, it'll be a much ado about nothing. Nobody will be thinking about it anymore. All right, 18, make it 19 after. Let's check some news headlines now, brought to you by Suddenlink this morning. To the news desk and Chris Mossman, and then coming up again in just a few minutes, our exclusive interview with Rince Priebus, the chairman of the National Republican Party. Here is our latest update from WITM with Chris Mossman.
All righty, Henry. Thank you very much. 73 in Greenville, 75 in Washington, 78 in New Bern at 20 after 8 o'clock. That is, if you're not watching the replay. News out of Elizabeth City, a man and a former social services worker in Eastern Carolina are accused of rape and indecent liberties with a 15-year-old girl. The Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office says Leonard Outlaw III and Susan Heidler are charged in the case that involves pornography and sex with a 15-year-old girl. Indictments say in 2010, Outlaw, who was the organizer of Elizabeth City's annual International Cup Regatta, committed lewd and lascivious acts with the girl and raped her in 2011. Heidler, a former social services employee, is accused of indecent liberties with the girl. Both Outlaw and Heidler are out on bond. You'll have to excuse me here, Henry. I've got Greenville and Jacksonville in both hands, and I don't know which one is which right here.
Just pick one.
All right, I will. NOAA has released its updated forecast for the 2012 hurricane season, and it's up the numbers. People are still rebuilding from Irene when it hit a year ago, and some are not happy to hear the new forecast. People are still rebuilding and happy to hear the new forecast. Originally, forecasters called for 9 to 15 tropical storms and 4 to 8 hurricanes, but now the numbers have increased to 12 to 17 tropical storms with 5 to 8 hurricanes. Emergency officials remind people it's important to have a plan in case of a major storm. And finally, after months of discussion, the Greenville City Council has finally made a decision on the three unrelated rule, which states that no more than three people who are unrelated can live in the same house. The meeting went 4 hours, and the council voted 4-2 to increase the limit to four unrelated, only in university neighborhoods. Last night, the city council chambers were packed with people on both sides of the issue, with a vast majority showing support for leaving the law alone. Once the public comment session was finished, members of the city staff illustrated some of the research that they'd done. And out of the other college towns in North Carolina, Greenville was tied for second lowest in the amount of unrelated people that can live together, Charlotte at 6, Chapel Hill at 4. Mayor Alan Thomas says the new rule will be very similar to Chapel Hill's and that the council will set up a working group to create revitalization in the neighborhoods that will be affected. The two council members who voted against the change were Calvin Mercer and Marion Blackburn. That's what's going on this morning. I'm Chris Mossman for WITN News here on the Talk of the Town.
We've been talking about the three unrelated rule and the change in the city law last night on how many people can live in a rented home. And I just got a interesting email from a listener saying the three unrelated rule will now spread to houses all over Greenville. The present three becomes five with five girlfriends, which makes 10 cars, and 10 will bring in their friends on the weekends, which will become 20 or more. The so-called bedrooms are probably subdivided living rooms. I have photographs showing up to 12 cars at one house on a regular basis. By the way, what happens to new rental units when more students can pile into old houses? This will likely increase crime by creating more targets in a smaller area. Now, if he'd stopped there, he'd made some good points, but now he moves into angry old man, hate the students mode when he says, I wonder what these students are studying when they stay up all night raising hell. Yeah, back in my day. Let's see. They borrow public money and don't want to pay the loans because they did not learn anything and don't have jobs. Great life. Now they want to drag the rest of the country down with them.
And was this friend of yours ever a student?
This is not necessarily a friend of mine. This is an email from a listener.
Okay.
I don't know. That's pretty harsh talk.
I don't agree with any of that. I'll be honest with you. The 12 cars in the driveway are just, they couldn't drive home from the night before. Don't move those. Just be patient with that, George. But I mean, I don't think it's going to spread. I actually shouldn't have said his name. I apologize for that. Yeah. I don't think it's going to spread to other houses. I don't see that being the case.
Well, if there are 12 cars there, that means that somehow somewhere else doesn't have a car in the driveway.
That's right, yeah. So one house is completely
empty.
The thing,
I appreciate, and this gentleman sends me emails all the time, and I appreciate his usually thoughtful points of view.
You put a lot of thought into it. You just don't necessarily agree with it.
This one's over the top. And I think that what we have to do is be very, very careful here not to start belittling the students. You know, the students, these people are a huge part of our economy in Greenville and Eastern North Carolina. And East Carolina University is the engine for this community. And the reason for that is because the students move here. And so, you know, this is just an issue, I think, that is kind of typical of a university area dealing with these issues. I think we need to keep that in mind. People are getting really emotional and really angry about it. And again, I'm going to say what I said earlier this morning in case you missed it. I don't live over there, and I have a lot of empathy for those who do. You know, I don't really think any of us can really understand what they go through living in that area. That being said, it is a university area, and this is what happens in a university area. And so, you know, you would say, I heard somebody say the other day, well, you know, if they don't like it, they can move out. I have had friends that have lived over there and moved out. But some of these people may not have the option of moving out. They may not want to move out. They may, but you know, the idea that we should try to create this pristine zone where only the people that I want to live there is something I think we need to try to avoid. And if you don't like the students, you damn sure shouldn't be living over there.
Well, you know, it could be worse. You look at Charlotte with 6. I know when I was in school a million years ago, we had 8 in our house. And I felt so nice young couple next door. I felt so bad for them, but we still had our parties. We were still loud and they'd come and tell us to turn it down. And we'd say, thanks, but got to do what we got to do. You got to do what you got
to
do.
The other thing I think we need to remember too, you know, having been a college student, lived in an apartment. I remember living in an apartment. Generally, I had 2 roommates in every apartment, but I remember there were times where we had 4 roommates in an apartment. So we had 2 bedrooms, and we had 2 guys living in two bedrooms.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because that's all we could afford. I mean, we did that because we were only able to afford that. And so I think we need to keep that in mind, too. I mean, this is not all about – I mean, again, I don't think the students should become the punching bag on this, and I think we got to be careful about that. Just my 2 cents worth. All right, 8:27, we're going to break. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have sports, and the chairman of the National Republican Committee, Rents Priebus, is going to join us by telephone. A lot to talk to him about. We'll be right back.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you need a primary care physician? Greenville Express Care is pleased to announce that Dr. Don Ribeiro is now accepting new patients at his Greenville office. Dr. Ribeiro has been taking care of the fine citizens in Pitt County for over 20 years. He will also see patients with acute care issues such as sore throat, ear infections, and flu. We also treat minor injuries such as sprains and fractures to include on-site x-rays. Walk-ins are welcome, and you will typically be seen within 30 minutes of arrival. Call us at 413-0720 or come see us at 613 South Memorial Drive, located beside HealthWise Pharmacy in Greenville.
Your attention, please. This is an official notice to all citizens and surrounding areas. Due to the economy and lack of sales, Discount Mattress and Furniture Greenville has been forced and banked ordered to liquidate all inventory in the showroom warehouse immediately, regardless of the true market value, at pennies on the dollar. This is to satisfy creditors, banknotes, and furniture manufacturers. This bank order liquidation sale will end without notice or until all merchandise is sold. Discount Mattress and Furniture will be selling off name brand mattress sets, living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes, and much more in the showroom and warehouses. Rules of bank ordered inventory liquidation is as follows. Pay by cash, check, or credit card. Credit range for credit customers only. Bring your truck and trailers for pickup, delivery extra, extra parking, extra sales staff, extra building has been rented for merchandise. All sales are final. This bank ordered inventory liquidation, only Discount Mattress and Furniture, 2803 South Evans Street of Greenville. Hurry, buy now. First come, first serve. Only Discount Mattress and Furniture, and I'll see you there.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow. Talk of the town for Friday morning, the 10th day of the month of August. Good to have you here. Suddenlink brings us Talk of the Town this morning. Don't get failed by your dish again. Switch to Suddenlink today, and you're going to get $300 in credits to help with satellite cancellation fees. Suddenlink has recently upgraded their Internet speeds free of charge up to 50 to 100%. The fastest Internet in Eastern Carolina just keeps getting faster. And attention, ECU and Pitt County students, Greenville's Suddenlink store at 2120 Arlington Boulevard, extending their Saturday store hours now. Every Saturday in August, they'll be open, including tomorrow, from noon to 6, to try to help with the rush of people moving back in. And now you can move in 4 to a home. How about that? You can all share the cost of the Suddenlink. Stop by and get hooked up with everything you'll need to ace this school year. And, of course, that we mentioned that $300 cash back when you dump your dish in bundles starting as low as $65 a month. And you'll want to get Suddenlink in time to pick up some of the great movies on video on demand, including The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games coming on the 18th of August. And you can call Suddenlink today at 1-866-432-1184, 866-432-1184. Or Suddenlink.com. All right. We already had Bojangles this morning, and now Krispy Kreme has arrived. We appreciate that. That's what we need, donuts. All right, 8:32. Let's check some sports headlines, and then we're going to be getting the chairman of the National Republican Committee online, Rince Priebus. Here's McGee on sports.
All right, Henry. Carl Peterson leads the field after round one of the PGA Championship. The NC State grad opened with a 6-under 66, had three birdies on four holes there and one stretch, and he holds a one-shot lead over four others, including, make that five others now, including Roy McIlroy, Adam Scott, John Daly, two of eight players that are tied at 4-under, Tiger Woods among a group of players at 3-under, so a host of players certainly on the heels of Carl Peterson, Phil Mickelson opening with a 71, so not a great round there for Phil. The Los Angeles Lakers have a deal in place to acquire Dwight Howard from the Magic in a four-team, eight-player trade involving Denver and Philadelphia. The NBA has a scheduled conference call later today with the four GMs to finish the deal. NFL preseason scores from Thursday night. Redskins, Eagles, Chargers, Ravens, Patriots, and Broncos all winners. Peyton Manning making his debut there for Denver. Ryan Matthews breaking his clavicle for the Chargers on his first carry, a five-yard carry of the night. First one breaks his clavicle. He's down 4 to 6 weeks there. Michael Vick being slightly injured in the Eagles win. Also the return of Andy Reid. Just a few things that kind of highlighted Thursday night. Now tonight, six more games on the slate, including the Miami Dolphins hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we'll get to see David Guerrero in action and how DG fares in his start tonight in the preseason opener for the Fins. And tomorrow night right here on 103.7, at 6 o'clock, the pregame begins for the Panthers as they host the Texans. Cam Newton and company in his second year now, looking to make a splash in the NFC South. Airtime again set for 6 o'clock, kickoff set for 7. And Olympic coverage from Thursday, Hope Solo, Carly Lloyd, Abby Wambach, Alex Morgan, and Sydney Leroux led the U.S. women's soccer team to a golden three-peat, beating Japan 2-1. The U.S. women's water polo team tasted gold for the first time with an 8-5 win over Spain. Usain Bolt won the 200 meters, making him the only back-to-back 100 and 200 meter champion in Olympic history. After the race, Bolt said he definitely plans to compete in Rio for the 2016 Games.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to finish my career at the Olympics and see what if I can do what no one has ever done before, and that's win again 3 times back-to-back. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do my best. I'll see.
Bolt also had some choice words for Carl Lewis after his win, saying he does not have any respect for the former Olympic champion. And this coming after a 2008 article where Lewis was criticizing the current track field athletes for drug use, and he called them out. Well, Bolt just called him out. And the U.S. jumped ahead of China in the total medal count with 90 and leads the way now with 39 gold medals. Good showing for the Americans. I tell you what, they're looking good all the way around.
Yeah, but we still owe China money.
That's true. If I just give them all the gold medals, would that help maybe? Can there be a deal?
Hey, how was the event last night with Coach McNeil?
Sports Club event was very good last night. Coach McNeil was gracious enough to stay longer than what he had planned, answer some questions about the team, kind of gave the whole the attendees a preview of what to look for from every position in the team this year, and it was a good event. He's always so kind to do that and really open up and answer some questions about players who've been injured, some players who've had some off-the-field issues.
Did he say who was going to be the starting quarterback?
No, the only thing he said about that was that he said, despite what you hear, he said he's been asked this question a lot. Are they that bad or are they evenly matched? That's why you haven't named a starter yet.
Yeah.
And he said they're evenly matched. You know, it's really coming down to certainly Rio Johnson, Shane Carden, and Brad Warren, and they're all competing hard. He said it's not a media ploy, and you'll expect to hear a starter name, I think, certainly in the next couple of weeks.
Is our bet still on?
Yes, our bet's still on. Of course, I can't.
I'm saying Shane Carden will be the starter.
And I said Rio Johnson will be the starter. Yeah.
And lunch at Trips?
Lunch at Trips.
Okay.
Yep.
With dessert?
Why not? You can't go there and not have dessert, right?
Yeah, so, you're going to be by. I'm hearing Shane Carden is the best-looking quarterback in camp.
I could be. We'll see.
I was right about David Garrard winning the starting job at Miami.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, too.
And, by the way, don't forget, you mentioned this, we have coverage of the Panthers opener tomorrow night. Is that game in Charlotte or Houston?
Charlotte.
It's in Obama Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock right here on 103.7 WTIB, the home of the Carolina Panthers again. And, of course, David Garrard and the Miami Dolphins come into town Friday night, 1 week from tonight. Excited about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. By the way, but he did address a two-quarterback rotation will not happen. There will be one guy.
Yeah.
One guy. That's what he wants.
To me, that's disruptive. But
yeah. You don't want that.
I like that. All right, 8:37. I hope they do that with Miami. But as I've said before, David will be on a short leash.
He will be.
8:37, 23 in front of nine. When we return, the chairman of the National Republican Committee will join us by phone to respond to some of these campaign ads. This recent ad by Priorities USA that now they've accused him of everything else, and this accuses Mitt Romney of murder. And so we'll talk to the chairman about that and the fact that the Obama campaign said they had no knowledge of the ad, but now they've got proof that that is not true. So will he call the campaign a dirty liar like he called Rebus, like he called Harry Reid last week on ABC? We'll be back with the chairman of the National Republican Committee right after this.
Summer's here, and it's time to take the leap. to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Leap into huge summer discounts and rebates with almost every Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram vehicle available at 0% financing. It's the summer clearance event. Cruise in style this summer with a new Jeep Grand Cherokee. Bring your trade and upgrade by leasing a new Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month. Want the sunshine, good times, summer truck? Lease the new Ram Quad Cab for just $290 a month. Or lease a 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan for just $279 a month.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Lease payments based on 39 months with $25.99 down on Grand Cherokee and $29.99 down on truck and minivan. See dealer for details.
If you want to leave a sound financial legacy for your family, consider the Journeys Group. Tommy Pate and Dean Cohn believe that your financial planning is a journey and pledge to assist you with sound advice and a personalized roadmap to achieve your financial goals. Join Tommy and Dean on 103.7 WTIB and Cable 7 on Monday evenings at 6 p.m. for their financial show, Taking Care of Business. Tommy and Dean will invoke practical, spiritual-based financial advice with a down-home approach. Taking Care of Business, Mondays at 6 on 103.7 3.7 WTIB.
Need new windows? There's a company in Greenville selling high-quality windows for less. Clear Choice Windows. That's right, you no longer have to pay $600 to $800 per window. With Clear Choice, you get a better window for a third of the price. Clear Choice Windows specializes in triple-pane replacement windows, which gives you the maximum benefit of energy efficiency and sound reduction. Give local owner Ben Wisner and Clear Choice Windows a call today at 321-7222 for a free estimate. Clear Choice Windows. Done right. Guaranteed.
It's an essential part of everyday living. It's used in the production of toner cartridges.
From your news and information leader,
it makes the picture better on our television. It's used in fire extinguishers and flame retardants that treat products such as wood. It's used in the production of bone china. It's a byproduct of the phosphate industry used in the production of solar panels, which help heat our homes and lessen our dependency on petroleum products. It's a necessary ingredient used in intravenous fluids. Think about it. Phosphate is an element that's essential to our daily lives, and it's a resource that only comes from nature and cannot be artificially produced. To learn more about the products we use that are dependent on the production of phosphate, visit oneessentialelement.com. Potash Corp. Aurora, helping nature provide.
Back on Talk of the Town, welcome back. It's 8:41 now, 19 in front of 9 o'clock. Welcome to Friday morning. Good to have you here. Henry Hinton and the crowd on board today, and we've been following with interest the recent comments by the chairman of the National Republican Committee, Rince Priebus. We've had Chairman Priebus on with us before. And the rhetoric has hit maybe an all-time high in the campaign, although it's still just August. We hadn't gotten to that Labor Day magic weekend yet where things really start to heat up and people really start to pay attention. On the telephone with us right now is the chairman of the National Republican Committee, Chairman Rince Priebus. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for being
Excellent.
On.
Excellent. I'm happy to be on. This is great.
You've been doing a lot of TV. We've been kind of watching.
Yes.
What's going on?
When they replay the interview every hour, it seems like it's a lot more TV than it actually is.
And I want to talk to you about the latest charges from the left. The Obama campaign says they knew nothing about it, but now it seems you guys have proven that it's not true. They've accused Mitt Romney of being a tax cheat. They've accused him of being a wimp. Then they accused him of being a bully. Then they accused him of being a capitalist, God forbid. But now they're accusing him in a roundabout way of genocide, with this latest ad that is being run by this group, Priorities USA. But before we get into that, though, you did make the statement with George Stephanopoulos last week, when you were talking about the comments made by Harry Reid about the fact that it's out there, as Senator Reid says, that that Romney has not paid any taxes in 10 years. You called him a dirty liar. Is that over the top?
Well, no, I would have been much worse, but I was on television, and I couldn't say what I really think.
Well, you're so on radio now, so go ahead and have at it. We got a dump button.
No, right. I actually had to clean up my language, so I called him a dirty liar. No, here's the thing. I think that at some point in life, you need to call it what it is. And it's such stupidity to play this game. And now, you know, they've got the Obama team out there with an ad today airing. I'm not sure if you saw it, but they were asking the question, you know, well, maybe he didn't pay. Did he pay 5%? Did he pay 10%? Did he pay any taxes? We'll never know. These are fair questions. I mean, I could think of a whole lot of interesting questions to ask, but the fact is, these guys are playing dirty pool.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, it all comes down to this. This president has a problem with the American dream. And I will tell you, there is not a parent in America that doesn't wish for their kids to go to school, work hard, make it something from nothing, live the American dream. Democrats, Republicans only want the best life for their kids. And for whatever reason, this president's taken the tactic that somehow we're all going to buy into this glass half empty America. And that's not where we're at.
Yeah.
The fact is, Mitt Romney gave away his entire inheritance, gave it away, and then started something from nothing and made something out of himself. Ran the Olympics, governor, good father, good husband. This is something to be celebrated. So I just get a little irritated by this entire sort of crummy attitude America that Obama wants us to have towards people, and I just don't find that it squares with what everyday people want and dream about and what makes this country unique. And
you know,
so I said what I said, but I was upset.
Every time.
And by the way, it doesn't matter. I still believe it, and I would say it 10 times if you asked me.
You know, all these slams on him because of his work with Bain Capital. Every time I see that stuff and you dig into it and you kind of realize, I mean, there is a silver lining to it, Mr. Chairman, because what ends up happening is you kind of, if you go beyond that and look and see what happened when Mitt Romney was a key player and started was the president of Bain Capital, you see that the man knew how to create jobs and he knew how to create wealth, and that's something that we haven't seen in a long time in our president and especially in Obama. You mentioned that he's squelching the American dream. I'm not sure President Obama really understands the American dream.
Well, what has he done? What in the world? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, he is the president, and that's incredible, and that's great. But what has he done?
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't run a lemonade stand.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't run a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does he know about business and making a payroll and paying taxes and understanding the difference between individual income tax forms and, you know, filling out a 1040 EZ form isn't exactly what we're looking for in a president. So, you know, I find the whole thing laughable. And in the end, the good news for us is that with all of these distractions that the president puts out there, we can always go back, and we should go back, to the truth of where we're at in this American economy, what this president promised. And it's very easy to show the American people that this president didn't live the mission that he laid out, didn't meet the promises that he made, didn't fix the economy that he promised he would fix, and he should be fired, and we should get on the business of saving America.
Let me change the subject and get to this new ad that is being run. And for people who don't know and haven't followed this yet, again, the latest charge is, from the left is from this 527 group called Priorities USA. And they are running a TV ad now with a gentleman by the name of Joe, is it Soptic? Soptic?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Joe Soptic, Soptic. The ad, in the ad, the man talks about how he was laid off from a company that Bain Capital closed, subsequently lost his job, and then lost his health insurance. And then after that, he found out that his wife had cancer and with no ability to pay for treatment, and having lost his insurance, his wife died of cancer. Now, it's a very sad story, and the gentleman does a great job on the ad of tugging at your heartstrings. But the truth of the matter is, in subsequent interviews, the Obama campaigns, you know, they tried to distance themselves from this ad right away, saying, listen, we're not accusing Mitt Romney of murder, and we knew nothing about this, and we had no idea about this man, Joe Soptic, and when his wife died or when she got sick. Now, you guys have found audio from an Obama campaign conference call where she, not only is she not telling the truth about not knowing this guy, she invited him to a conference call with the campaign in May, and the guy told his story to the campaign in May, and she knew exactly what his story was, and now she's on national TV saying, we knew nothing about this and we had nothing to do with this ad. So yep. Once again, you know, it seems like this attempt to try to diminish Mitt Romney in the eyes of the voters has backfired on the Obama campaign, and they're just not telling the truth about this.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and so this gal who's helping run the Obama campaign was caught red-handed, and she hosted, as you say, the very conference call that she, with all of the stories that this other outfit is now using. And she hosted the call, and she claimed she didn't know anything about it. The fact, though, is that I think you also know, and you laid it out, but one other fact is that this guy's wife, who eventually died of cancer, which is not just terrible to begin with, but the fact is she was on, this was 6 years after their business had closed. She was on her own and she had the ability to get on her own business's insurance and another job. This guy, Joe, had taken different employment under a different insurance plan. So the fact is, there's really no part of this story that makes any sense or has any connection to Mitt Romney at all. Not one yeah. piece of it.
Wow.
I mean, it's like saying that, you know, you think of an employer that you worked at 6 years ago that you don't work for anymore, unfortunately your spouse dies at that point later, and then you go back on a political ad 10 years later and say, well, I worked at this business over here, and my spouse died, and I think it's because of this guy's, you know, evil attitude towards workers. And this is now 6 years later.
Mm.
This is unbelievable
yeah.
stuff that you're seeing. But here's the deal, and you know what? We have to be on message. I mean, we just can't chase down these rabbit trail lies and spend all of our time talking about it. We have to talk about the fact that this country's hurting, this president made things worse, and there is a better vision and a better America for parents and their children out there, and it's not four more years of this misery and hatred.
Well, I'm just going to give you an opportunity here. If Dingy Harry was a dirty liar,
mm-hmm.
What word do you have for Obama Deputy Campaign Manager Stephanie Cutter? Have you got anything?
Oh, well, I don't. I wouldn't. You know,
I'm just trying to get you into name calling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just listen. I think that these guys are desperate. I think that
yeah.
they're pretty dirty. And we just, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to put on, you know, get in our back pocket and put on our own pair of brass knuckles and be ready for the next 90 days.
Mr. Chairman, let me ask you, I know you got to go. Let me, again, if you're just joining us, this is Rince Priebus, who is the chairman of the Republican National Committee. You see him on national television. He's been kind enough to join. This is your second trip with us. We appreciate it very much, you being on with us. We're hearing that Mitt Romney is going to announce his vice presidential running mate, maybe as soon as today or tomorrow, certainly maybe over the weekend. Do you know anything about this?
No, I just have to say that I'm not going to make any news in that regard. But I think if you look at the choices that have been out there, you know, if you compare that to Joe Biden, I think we're looking pretty good in the VP category, and look forward to the debates and the contrast.
Do you have a profile that would be the kind of person you're looking for?
Well, I mean, I like all these guys. I mean, I think they all present different reasons and different kind of angles for why they'd be better choices. But in the end, we need to really provide a vision and a choice for this country. That's what we're going to do, an intelligent, reasonable choice of two people that can lead this country back to where we need to be, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right, you gave us a clue, though. You said you like all these guys. So does that mean Condoleezza Rice is not on the short list?
I'm not going to say that. But
I'm not getting anything out of you, am I?
You're not going to get it out of me because obviously that would be political malpractice.
Well, do you think? Well, tell us this: are we lukewarm or are we very hot with regard to when we're going to hear the name?
I don't know. I'll say you're warm.
Yeah. That,
okay, there
that
you go.
Tells
you
us nothing.
What that, means.
That could be a month from now, but
well, you said you gave me a choice: so am I warm or am I hot?
All right. Well, I can tell you my sources say it's going to that we're pretty close to being white hot. I think it's going to be this weekend, but we'll see.
That would mean like right now. You're white hot. That means now. Come on.
It's great having you on. We appreciate you.
All right.
Keep fighting the fight, and we'll see what. By the way, the poll numbers. Still all over the place, but the new Fox News poll didn't look too good today. It had Obama up 9 points.
Yeah. One thing, just keep this in mind, and I know you got to go, but just keep in mind, Barack Obama has been spending money hand over fist for a year. And now, just last week, we've started launching all of our spending and advertising. We hold a 3-to-1 money advantage right now over the Democratic National Committee. That's all going to come out now. So it's a different strategy. We're going to spend it all in the end.
Yeah.
They basically spent it all in the beginning. We're going to outspend them now. We'll see what happens.
Remember November, baby.
All right. Thank
and,
you, sir.
See you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And see, that strategy kind of parallels what I think is the right way to go, because people aren't paying much attention right now. They're seeing the ads and they're hearing the rhetoric, but the people who are on the fence, they're really going to start making a decision after Labor Day. Rents Priebus, the chairman of the National Republican Committee, with us this morning. It was exciting to have Chairman Priebus on. He's been very kind to us in the past, and we appreciate him being on, although he didn't call anybody a dirty liar this morning like he did when he went on with George Stephanopoulos last week. All right, coming up, we're almost done for today. A couple of program notes for you. Coming up Monday, Walter Jones is going to be with us. Congressman Jones will be here. You might have seen the article in this morning's local newspaper. Congressman Jones was out reading to some small children yesterday, and I was over there with my grandson over there at Dr. Morgan's office at Pirate Pediatrics. And my grandson and I went over and sat and listened to Congressman Jones read to the children, and he read one of my grandson's favorite books about the monkeys jumping on the bed. And you haven't lived till you hear Congressman Jones read the book about no more monkeys jumping off the bed because the mama called the doctor and the doctor said that kind of thing. So Congressman Jones, perhaps we'll get him to read the monkey book here on Monday, but probably not. He'll be into more serious topics on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. We enjoyed being with you all week this week. Some exciting announcements coming next week with regard to our sports programming. And I think you're going to be excited about that. So we'll see you this Monday, and have a great weekend, everybody.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casno, branch manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Hey, this is Henry Hatton. You know, we recently had a major computer issue here at the radio station. We called University PC Care, and they came right over and got us back up and running. Didn't lose any of our data. What a relief. Give Ashton James and the pros at University PC Care a call today and ask them about their business services. One flat monthly fee, and they'll come to you as many times as you need them. It's like having your own IT department, but at a fraction of the cost. That's University PC Care, Fire Tower Road, between Charles and Arlington, 558-1280, or universitypccare.com.
There's definitely something special about Eastern North Carolina. It's like a secret that only those of us who live here know. This is Miles Menzies with Pepsi Menzies Bottling Group. I'm the fourth generation of my family to have the honor of distributing Pepsi-Cola products to my neighbors here in Eastern North Carolina. For over 75 years, my family has taken pride in this great responsibility, and we are proud to have remained locally owned and operated for over 7 decades. When you purchase a Pepsi in Eastern North Carolina, you're supporting your community and keeping those dollars right here in your own backyard. There's a special connection between Pepsi and the people in Eastern North Carolina. There's a lot of heritage here, and we do our best to honor that every day. Community support is a mindset instilled by previous generations and a company philosophy that we are proud to continue. Menzies Bottling Group was a founding member of the Power Club way back in the 1960s, and we still bleed purple and gold with the rest of you. There's a lot to love about Eastern North Carolina, but football and tailgating are high on that list. So fill your coolers with Pepsi this fall, and thank you for allowing us to serve you for all these years. Support local, drink Pepsi.
The good folks at Furniture Distributors appreciate all their loyal customers. So this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. is Customer Appreciation Day at the Greenville location. Furniture Distributors will have free food, fun for the kids, free giveaways, and huge store-wide savings for one day only. That's this Saturday. Save on name-brand living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. For the right style at the right price, delivered right now, visit Furniture Distributors, 1916 East Fire Tower Road in Greenville.
Having fun this summer? It's time for some more outdoor fun. Overton's can help make sure you're ready. Whether you're going out on the water, playing sports, grilling out with the family at the lake, or driving to the coast to fish, Overton's can help. They have a wide variety of tubes, knee boards, wakeboards, water skis, fishing gear, sporting equipment, and boating supplies. Plus, great apparel by Billabong, Reef, Calcutta, Guy Harvey, Salt Life, and much more. Overton's, located in Greenville at 111 Red Banks Road. Overton's, launching life on the water since 1976.
And the federal government has tied our hands.
103.7 WTIP, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ADC News. I'm Joan Bennett. The day of mourning in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, for the 6 Sikh worshipers who were gunned down by a white supremacist last Sunday. Thousands are expected at their memorial service today. ADC's Dan O'Donnell.
Sukhdev Singh returned to his temple for the